Nurses throughout the country are protesting a lack of protections for treating patients with COVID-19, and many nurses themselves have gotten sick. Here in California, the State Department of Health is reporting that more than 1,600 healthcare workers have tested positive. Let's bring in Zinni Cortez, co-president of National Nurses United, the largest union of registered nurses in the country. She's also a nurse at Kaiser Permanente, South San Francisco Medical Center. Zinni, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I know this is your day off, so we appreciate you taking the time. We've been hearing for weeks now about nurses concerned that they don't have enough personal protective equipment, or PPE, as it's called. How much have conditions improved as we've gone further along in this crisis?
What we are being given are sub-level PPE, you know, the kind, I'm sorry if I'm breaking up because I am so emotional about this, because in my 40 years of nursing, this is the first time I'm seeing this, and it's really breaking my heart. So the gear that they're giving us is not what's up to the standards. And so some areas of the hospitals would have some degree of protection, but it's not what's needed in order to protect the patients and to protect us. And it's kind of hindering us from giving the best care possible, because we have a lot of fear and anxiety when we take care of the patients, because we know that in some little form, we will be exposed and become infected. But, you know, we go ahead and do our jobs because that's what we signed up for.
We've been hearing that nurses, in some cases, are also not getting enough training to do their jobs. Are you hearing that as well? And what training is needed?
Okay, so in order for one to do the proper donning and doffing, which is putting on the gear and taking off the gear, you need to have the practice. And so in my case, I had to beg the unit director to give us the training, but I don't think that we have to beg in order to get that training.
Yeah, that speaks to actually what you're asking for. I mean, you also worry about nurses who have been assigned to care for both COVID and non-COVID patients. Even before this pandemic, though, you were advocating for safer nurse-to-patient ratios. What are you asking for, really, from our state and federal government to assist you in your job right now? You are on the front lines.
So what we are asking the people in power, people who make the decisions over the hospital industry, is that they need to have stricter guidelines, you know, to protect us, the frontline workers, because what they're doing is they're listening to the dictates of the hospital administrators who are not really watching out for our behalf. And so we are begging the governor and all the agencies to give strict, specific guidelines so we will be protected and our patients will be safe.
Zinni Cortez is co-president of National Nurses United, the largest union of registered nurses in the country. She's also a nurse in the San Francisco Bay Area. Zinni, thank you so much for your time and thank you for your work.
Thank you for having me.